Welcome to the new segment, Find Them Friday. This will focus on missing persons and cold cases in the Pacific Northwest. We started this in hopes that it will help at least one person. If you want your case featured, or if you have suggestions for cases, please send us a tweet at PNWTrueCrime or an email at PNWTrueCrime@gmail.com. Thanks. On November 20th, 2019, after 1 a.m., Tanya was crossing the southbound side of the I-5 freeway near Bow Hill Rest Area. She was crossing to get to her truck that was on the northbound side of the freeway. As she was crossing, she was struck by a pickup truck on the passenger side that kept driving after it hit Tanya, leaving her there to die as if she was nothing more than roadkill. Tanya was struck again, this time by a semi-truck. This driver had much more compassion. They stopped and called 911. Tragically, Tanya succumbed to her injuries. The driver of the pickup truck has not been found. However, the driver did leave plenty of evidence behind. The police have a lighting fixture from the passenger headlight and pieces from a passenger side mirror. This is confirmed that Tanya was standing at the time that she was originally hit. By what the police believe, it is a Super Duty F-250, 350, or 450. They don't know if that's a single cab, an extended cab, or a quad cab. Detectives believe the Ford truck is dark in color and could have damage to the right front fender. They've scoured local body shops and auto dealers looking for the vehicle. We have no idea that this person is a Washington resident, but what we do know is that the damage is significant enough that they had to fix it. Somebody knows something, said Trooper Axman. Tanya's younger sister, Danielle Davis, manages the Twitter and Facebook pages dedicated to finding justice for her sister. Danielle says of her sister, "I've always said that Tanya had the purest heart. Tanya was always her protector, and Danielle was her defender. Now, more so than ever, as Tanya's case remains unsolved, I'm angry and I'm obsessed, and I will absolutely find the avenue for that one lead that brings this person to justice. I will not stop. I will never stop until this person has been arrested and I'm sitting at their arraignment," said Danielle. But for now, this is a family which cannot heal. This is a heart-wrenching pain. This is unimaginable sorrow. It's not fading. They can't move on, knowing the driver is still out there. Everywhere they go, their heads are on a swivel, looking for the Ford Super Duty that hit their mom. For this person to be found, or to come forward, it would feel like she mattered, said Mandy, Tanya's daughter. "We want to close this wound for good and put her to rest, like she deserves," said Lisa. Mandy, Lisa, Danielle, Billy, Tanya's three grandkids, and the rest of Tanya's family, please know that we here at Pacific Northwest True Crime are here for you, and we will do anything and everything we can to support you and to help you get justice for Tanya. We will keep sharing Tanya's story, and we will do everything we can to help you guys find peace.
Please, no detail is too small or insignificant. If you had a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, a friend of a friend, who has the type of truck described that had damage last November, please let us know. You will remain anonymous. There is a $1,000 cash reward for any information that leads to the arrest of the person responsible for Tanya's death. The family of Tanya is also setting up a GoFundMe to increase the reward for whomever helps bring the person responsible to justice. Submit tips through the P3 Tips app on your cell phone or call 1-800-222-TIPS. That's T-I-P-S. You can also go to www.p3tips.com.